Over 3,000 people are expected at the Alliance Energy Center in Madison later this month. That's average attendance for the past few years. State FFA Director Cheryl Zimmerman says members involved in the new organization are interested in a wide variety of careers, such as agriscience and horticulture. Zimmerman says there's still interest in production agriculture, but uncertainty about the industry's future keeps some away. For example, dairy market prices dropped to near-record lows during 2008 and 2009.
I'm concerned because you see the drop in the number of people that are in production agriculture. And, you know, if we don't replace those individuals, if we can't continue to grow production agriculture, then where are we going to get our food from?
But Zimmerman says production agriculture will likely live on. She says some FFA members enjoy that sort of life because it's what they've known growing up, and they could be their own boss. B.J. Chrysler, the president of the Wisconsin FFA, agrees. He also says the convention will focus on many of the wide variety of ag-related careers out there. Chrysler says even the business of production agriculture has changed.
No longer are you necessarily working right with the animals and working with your crops. Now most of our, you know, farmers are really just business managers, and they're managing their fleet of help. Instead of being just a farmer, there's a herdsman. There's a person who specializes in artificial insemination.
The FFA convention runs from June 15th through the 17th in Madison. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.